Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Dr. Jean Marie Farish, and I am delighted to have Tracy Desjardins with us today. Tracy is a certified international health coach, a mind-body eating coach, Institute for the Psychology of Eating, and a certified personal trainer and group fitness instructor, American Council on Exercise. Tracy has shifted her 30-plus year fitness career into coaching holistic wellness for women. Tracy specializes in emotional eating recovery and healing from the damage of dieting, restricting, and binge eating. Tracy is especially passionate about this healing after spending decades of her life battling her own challenges with food, body, and self. She is the author of the number one international bestseller, The Diet Free Diva, 5 Steps to Freedom with Food, Body, Self, on your trusted and sustainable terms. Tracy, thank you so much for being with us.
Hello, Jean, and I'm just loving that passionate intro. Thank you.
Well, Tracy, tell us a little bit about your background and how you came into your passion and purpose.
Oh, my goodness. That's such a great question. Well, like you stated in my intro, I've spent over 3 decades working in the fitness industry, and I was kind of working really hard and chasing the work, chasing success. And I didn't realize, Jean, how exhausted I was really until pandemic hit. And then just like everybody else in the world, I was forced to be alone with myself, and a lot of things kind of showed up for me in terms of what I was running from and the fact that what was staring me in the face is that I had been using food to soothe and numb for so long in my life. And during the stress of pandemic, that kind of came back with a vengeance. And after a good hard cry, I was able to sit in humility and kind of face the fact that, well, yeah, I've been this fitness professional for so long, I really needed help understanding and healing my relationship with food. I discovered that my challenges began all the way at the very ginger age of 12 when I started my first diet. So it came like a tsunami, this new purpose that I had in my life, and it felt really, really good.
That's fantastic, Tracy, and being so authentic, and as you indicated, the humility that kind of enabled you to really look at yourself, and really being so passionate and using your own challenges to help women who are struggling with dieting and restrictive eating, binge eating, to really look at their relationship with food and attain personal health and fitness goals. That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And my work in fitness, I was really struggling and unhappy. I was tired, not only physically, but in my heart. And what I discovered, frankly, is that while exercise is fabulous, my inner spirit was dying to help women on a more authentic and a holistic platform where exercise is one component of living a good life and being well. And God wanted me doing more work in the exact area that I had my own struggles with, and it was just very surreal to me. So I've never felt more fulfilled in my life than doing the work that I'm doing now.
Tracy, that's so true, and such a wonderful mission that you have, helping other women move beyond dysfunctional eating habits and really looking at themselves. So thank you so much for sharing that. When did you actually start writing?
This is so interesting, Jean. So when I was in school, I was a creative soul from the get-go, and I could not stand math and science, but I loved English class. I loved any opportunity to write. And that carried me through in my dreaded business classes in college, where I chose business because I didn't know what else to do. I was 18, and I don't even know how I got through a lot of those finance classes, but I really enjoyed writing. I always scored well in writing classes in college, and I ran my life with exercise programming and really enjoyed that. But I will go back to when I became so exhausted during pandemic. I had kind of just exhausted my spirit to the extent where part of my healing was, we all had all this alone time at home. I opened up Word document on my laptop one day, and I just started typing my story. I went as far back as I could remember. Now, when I say my story, it relates to my challenges with food. So I was going through some therapy. I hired my own coach to help me. And part of this was I felt this calling to start writing. And I never thought that it would lead to the Diet Free Diva. And it did. And it was just the most therapeutic experience I've ever had in my life, just sitting and typing my story. And that's pretty much my answer to your question.
Well, Tracy, it's great that writing was your strong suit early on.
Yeah.
And the fact that you used your time so wisely during COVID, that's so important. Mm-hmm. And that we're glad that you really did this because it's such a valuable contribution.
Oh, thank you so much for validating that.
Yes. So tell us, what really inspires you to create and write?
Oh, goodness. Well, women need to be inspired that somebody else understands them so that they can start implementing changes. And what inspired me to create and write is, in part of my healing from toxic dieting and my own inner food challenges, I found a wonderful Facebook community that had to do with sugar addiction, because I was always binging on sugar and I was always recovering from my recent sugar binge and trying to out-exercise the damage and all those things. And I started posting in this group, and it was a leap of faith. I didn't know anybody. And I started just typing a post every day. It was how I held myself accountable to being aware of these changes I was going through, not only with food, but with finding the roots to my emotional eating challenges. And these lovely people started responding consistently. Tracy, do you have a blog? Tracy, you should write a book. You have connected with me so much. Thank you for saying that. I feel like you're talking directly to me. So that gave me some confirmation that I'm onto something here. My words that I'm outpouring from my heart are having a positive impact, wanting to move forward and heal their relationship with food and their emotional eating challenges.
Yes. That's spectacular, yeah. Tracy. You have really, really exhibited courage and authenticity in sharing your story and then reaching out to others. And as you indicated, sharing is so important, and it's very helpful to those out there who are dealing with similar problems. So we really appreciate your steps in your own healing journey and really encouraging others to really look at themselves in a different way. We really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you so much, Jean. That makes me feel good. Thank you.
Yes. Tracy, did you have any challenges in your writing? I know you indicated that writing was your strong suit. You really enjoyed writing. Were there any challenges at any point?
Oh, my goodness, yes. That's a great question, Jean. Okay, so you're the first person that asked me this question, so I can't wait to answer. I'm going to say with a capital Y, yes, I had challenges. And here is where they were. This was a growth opportunity for me as a 52-year-old woman in my life writing this book, and for a number of reasons. But I had to trust the process in this writing. And I went through a lot of days where I cried thinking that what I had to say wasn't good enough, that I didn't have a degree in writing, I didn't have any background, and I caught myself with these limiting beliefs like, well, who do you think you are to write a book? And I had to stop. I worked with a lovely writing coach. When that showed up, I shared with her, and she helped me break down those limiting beliefs that I had, and she validated. She said, Tracy, your message is needed by the world. You have to trust that this is a direction that you need to go. So the main challenge that I had as a new writer, aside from the limiting belief factor and worrying if I was enough, was I felt that what I was trying to say was scattered. you know, I kept repeating certain things that were very, very important. And I was concerned that the content in the book was going to be redundant and scattered. So the writing coach that I worked with, she was so patient with me because it was, again, an opportunity for me to have some growth where I had to listen to her when she said, Tracy, trust the process. And I did, but I was trying to white knuckling my writing and over control. And again, it was like, does this make sense? What am I trying to say? Who do I think I am writing a book? So it really was a wonderful opportunity for me to break out of my comfort zone on so many levels, but believing that I'm enough and that the world needs to hear what I have to say because it's really going to help other women was something that I had to really come to confident terms with.
Tracy, that is so encouraging for our listeners. It's never too late to begin writing. And as you indicated, you had that support that you needed. And to trust your heart and to be free to share, not only to help yourself, but to help others. That is just fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
So, Tracy, can you share some of your favorite tips for our listeners?
Sure. If anybody out there is listening and contemplating writing and thinking, oh, I could never do that, I could never do that, I would love to just pay it forward. Coming from what I learned with my delightful coach is that if you have a calling or there's a whispering of a message, like, I'd love to write a book about this. I'd love to write a book about that. Or I feel like I have something to say about this that would help somebody. What I would really love to share is open up your computer, just like I did, and just open up a Word document and just get it all out because it's refreshing. It doesn't have to be grammatically correct. Just start typing. It's almost like you ran a 5K. And reading it back to yourself kind of gets the engine going, like, wow, that sounds pretty good. Or, yes, I have a purpose here. And had I not just opened up that Word document and gave myself permission to just get started, I'm not so sure I ever would have written the book. So, I mean, honestly, my favorite tip is don't worry about anything. Just your computer and just type what's on your mind. That's
right.
Step one.
Yes. Any other steps? That's a very beautiful step that you have there because so many are apprehensive about writing. And as you indicated, bringing up I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough or who's going to be interested in what I have to share. And I love what you said, start and let it flow. That's really wonderful.
Yeah, and I mean that from my heart completely. And the next thing that I did, Jean, after getting it out is I inquired with a colleague of mine. She was doing work that I really admired. I know how busy this woman is, and she wrote a book. And so I reached out to her, and I said, okay, Jen, I know how busy you are. You have three kids. My kids are grown and gone. How did you write a book? Well, she put me in touch with the You Speak It program with Keith Leon, Baby Pie Publishing. And when I discovered that there was a resource, in other words, I hired a writing coach that walked me through the steps and kept telling me to trust the process because I didn't know how to do it on my own. And it was worth every single cent that I spent and every single amount of effort because I learned so much from other people that specialize in helping brand new people write a book and get their thoughts organized. And that's exactly what they did. And it was the best experience ever. In fact, I learned more writing this book than I did in my entire 4 years of college, hands down.
That's incredible, Tracy. And reaching out to others and investing in yourself gives you that courage to move forward and that support that's needed because it is a learning process. And as you engage in your own craft of writing and have the expertise and support of others, that will encourage you to continue with your writing and really release the fears that you have about writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Tracy, tell us a little bit about your book and what inspired you to put your knowledge and your wisdom in book form.
Oh, my goodness, this is so great. Well, when I discovered what the roots were of my emotional eating and sugar binging challenges, it's almost like I had the biggest aha moment of my life. Now, mind you, pandemic took place over like a couple of years, right? So I did a lot of inner work, I got the healing therapy that I needed. I am a health coach, and I had to put my ego aside with all of my fitness knowledge, and I should be the one that has all her act together, and I really didn't. I had to put that aside and humble myself to have my own coach, and it was the best thing that I ever did. So my book basically describes that diet culture and diet programming has caused a lot of problems for women. Now, for men as well, but I wrote the book for women. And when I discovered that my roots began when I put my confidence and faith in the diet industry, it actually perpetuated my addiction to sugar. It perpetuated my emotional binge eating. And when I was able to go back and connect those dots, I discovered a five-step healing pathway out of my own war. And I thought, okay, well, you know what? I feel really good having done this inner work. And I really found myself for the first time in my life, and I mean this, I found peace with food. And I could trust my own appetite and my own relationship with food. And I simply could not keep quiet. It wasn't good enough for me to just have found my own peace without helping other women. It kept me up at night. Like, I have a voice. I have to be part of this problem-solving mission. Because in the exercise industry, Jean, honestly, with my years and years of training women, I encountered a lot of women, myself included, that went on diets. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. In my 32 years of exercise coaching, I cannot give you the name of one woman that ever went on a diet, lost all the weight. There are plenty of those, myself included, but kept the results and is still following that pathway of eating. So I felt like I have got to give these five steps to the world and see what happens. And so I basically outlined five steps to help women find a pathway with food, body, and self that is sustainable, that they can trust, so they can then pursue what I call their inner diva, which is their purpose on planet Earth. Because most of us, when we go on diets, we hold ourselves back until we lose the weight to then do our thing that we were born to do.
Tracy, that's spectacular, because there's so many women on that treadmill repeating the same patterns, trying to get out of that same loop, and you have done the inner work, and I think that's so important, the inner work that's necessary. And so many really need your knowledge and your wisdom that's really invaluable for women of all ages, correct?
Absolutely, Jean. You know, my beautiful daughter is 28 years old. She is working as an auditor many, many, many hours during the day, and I'm seeing her energy is just sucked out of her with regards to her work. And I'm trying to help her to achieve some balance in her life and to make those decisions for herself. I'm not trying to tell her what to do, but to ask her the right questions, because I ended my work in exercise training because it was time for me to make a shift in my work. And I think that sometimes the world can drain us of our energies, and it's just way too easy to use food to soothe and numb and all those things. So holistic health coaching is what I do, and I help women find balance in their life. Once we find balance, especially as it relates to food, things just get a little easier, and it just feels good to have that freedom.
That is wonderful. And as you indicated, sometimes we're getting so busy in the world of work, and you forget yourself, and I think women should begin to put themselves as priority and to really focus on their health and what's happening with them in terms of their relationship with food. And you have done a wonderful job in really creating those steps to help women really look at themselves from a different perspective.
Absolutely, Jean. And you and I both use the words inner work. And what I'd like to say, I know we don't have a ton of time on our interview today, but I will just describe that inner work to all the ladies that are listening is what you can't buy with a credit card when you invest in a diet program. So the diet culture does not teach us how to tap into our own inner wisdom, our own inner knowing that has our answers with regards to our natural appetite and how to listen to that. So it just pains me to see other women, myself was included, most of my life, where we have traded in our self-trust. We've traded in that God-given inner knowing with our own appetite for the belief in the false promise of the latest, greatest diet. So I'm running hard and fast with so much passion now to polarize against this and to help women say no to all of the dieting facade out there and save their money. I'd rather see women go to the farmer's market and buy themselves a beautiful new comfortable outfit than ever invest in another scale, another diet book, or any supplements and all this garbage that we see on the TV. And there is a better way, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life working towards that mission.
Absolutely. And that's so important and essential for your overall well-being. And thank you for sharing that. I'm sure our listeners will really take that to heart.
So happy to share that, yes.
Yes. Well, Tracy, when you wrote this book, what did you hope readers would take away?
Oh, I love that question. What I hope readers take away, oh, this is so huge, is that they can trust themselves with food. Because again, my whole diet-free diva concept is this. When we realize how much precious time and energy and money, but let's just say time and energy, on fighting the war with dieting, we can kind of stop and say like, hey, you know what? Was I put on this earth to keep recovering from my last diet and to fight the scale again? Was I given greater meaning for being alive on this earth? And my answer is absolutely yes. So the impact that I want to have with my book is to help other women realize, you know what? I was meant to do something really, really well as part of me being alive. And it's time for me to do that. And I need that energy that I put into the war with dieting out into that purpose. And I want to feel good in my body, and I want to look good, and I'm entitled to that. And I want to learn how to do that so I can live out my best diva self, which is what we were individually meant to do. That's special thing that you do really good that maybe you've been holding back because you feel like you're too heavy, or as soon as you figure out how to eat, then you'll lose the 10 pounds or whatever. I've heard it all. It's time to do that thing and put the energy towards that thing and take back your God-given gift of self-trust with food.
Tracy, that's so empowering. And I love what you said about this war with dieting. And as you spoke about that, literally the war with dieting becomes a war with self. So you've really shared some beautiful points, and your book most certainly will assist women with their transformative health journey and to really look at sustainability of it all, as opposed to really moving from one strategy to the next, as I indicated previously, on this treadmill with no change.
Exactly. And I get so excited when I think about helping another woman get out of her own way because it's so freeing to trust yourself with food and to like your body again and to not believe that you have to look a certain way, weigh a certain number that we were conditioned to believe with the dieting culture. The world will get stronger and better with each woman healing from a damaged relationship with food, especially as it relates to toxic dieting programming. So in a lot of ways, Jean, I feel like I'm an agent to help other women save their own lives. And that is just so, so very fulfilling. And this is my first book of probably many more. And for the first time in my life, I really feel fulfilled in my work. It's so, so very rewarding to have trusted that it was time for me to write and get this message out to the world.
Tracy, that's outstanding. Using your experience and your message to help women become free and proactive in their own lives and really overcoming these limiting beliefs. And as you indicated, so focused on those external factors that we can never live up to. So we really appreciate this new perspective on sustainable health practices for women. Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh, I'm just so grateful to be on this call with you. And just hearing your words back to me, Jean, it just fills my heart with joy. It really does.
And Tracy, you indicated how you are helping your daughter and really your book will have an impact on daughters and other females in their lives. So look at how we're really passing your message on from one person to another, and that will make a difference. And that's why we need people like you who use their gifts and talents and experiences to make a difference in the world.
Oh, gosh, that just sounds so amazing. Just the concept that my book could produce a ripple effect of improved health physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually with other women in the world. I can't think of a greater purpose for my life, honestly.
That's beautiful, Tracy. So how can listeners connect with you?
Well, my website is www.theholisticdivas.com. There is an area where you can contact me. There's also a link to purchase my book, which is on Amazon, The Diet Free Diva. And the first page of my website has a section where you can put your name and your email, and you can get a free downloadable workbook, which is a template for anyone who wants to get started right away on working through her 5 steps to freedom with food, body, and self. It's really fun. It's very colorful. I also really put myself out there on my website where I show a photo of me when I was 17 and really in the throes of emotional binge eating. And I tell a pretty authentic story. So I hope that somebody can get really an idea of how sincere I really am in this mission when they check out my website and buy my book and read through it all. I'm hearing back from people, they're laughing and crying their way through it, and that just makes me smile. So www.theholisticdivas.com.
Well, thank you, Tracy, for being here. We know that your book will certainly make an impact in the world, and we really appreciate you being here and the generosity of your time and wisdom.
This has been wonderful. This actually made my day. I live on the East Coast. It is raining and windy and nasty, and this interview has just made me so happy today, Jean. So grateful to be here on your show.
Well, it's going to make an impact in the world and for women who tune in and who can share your message. And now we thank all of our listeners for joining us today. And until next time, have a wonderful week.